details, I'm sure. How do you summarize what happened out there, and you guys still walked away at the point?
It kind of reminds me of the game that we played in Detroit a couple of weeks ago against them, where we fell behind, had to come back, got to overtime, and in that case, we got the shot off that we needed. Tonight, we didn't, and then it comes down to a crapshoot, the shootout. But, you know, again, we power play was excellent. Penalty kill gave up two, and then call it the 6-on-5 goal. So maybe we've given up three there. So we got to clean some stuff up in that area. Some mistakes around our net, getting beat back to loose pucks, cost us also. And it was a real focal point of ours heading into the game, was net play at both ends. I thought we did a pretty good job offensively, and just an okay job defensively.
JVR talked about being more predictable on defense as a way for you guys to maybe clean some things up on the back end. Do you share that, or how do you navigate that?
No, I think he's got a good point. We've all been talking about this for a long time, and you know, there's moments where we do a real good job of it, and we look solid, and then we get away from it. We're trying to find that consistency, and I think that consistency word, predictable word, they even bundle them all up, and we still got to work on it.
Power play was cooking pretty good. I mean, it was basic stuff too. I mean, you had to be pleased about that.
Well, that's actually a really good word, basic. You know, simple. Wasn't upside down. I've used that word. Simple. We've got guys that can shoot it. We have people that are willing to go to the net when they're combined, and it becomes somewhat predictable. Then it's dangerous. And you know, it saved our bacon at least tonight for 1 point. It's got to continue on to do that.
Defensively, though, you still need to clamp down in certain situations.
We do. Well, you know, the two power play goals, we lose a face-off, whether it was dropped clean or not, can be debated. But we lose one, and it's just it's a one-timer. I think it's hard for Talbs to pick up the first one. Probably like to have back. And then defensively, the third goal? I think it was the third goal. Turnover, and then we compound one mistake into two. We get beat back to the net, and that's what I'm talking about with net play. For as hard as we work, we have to eliminate those simple ones. If it goes off somebody's pad, if it's laying, a broken stick or something, there's nothing we can do about it. But those are preventable ones. Those are detailed ones. Those have to get cleaned up.
Those 6-on-5 slate, is there an easy way to learn through those or navigate those, or how do you kind of process?
Well, 50-50 face-off, they double up on the wall and strip the puck. There's nothing that Benny could really do in that situation. It was bouncing. It gets to the top, and they send a floor to the net. I think it went off Albert and in. Like, there's no system or structure in that situation that's going to take care of it. Prior to that, I thought we played the pulled goaltender situation quite well, but sometimes it just doesn't go your way.
Thanks, Todd. Yeah. Appreciate it.